Hello, and welcome everybody being on this call. Today we're going to do a meditation that talks about the two wolves inside of us. You may have heard the story, and it goes like this. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside of people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about this for a moment and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." So today I'm asking you, what wolf do you feed inside of you? Which emotions do you live by? If something comes to you, if a wolf comes to your door, how do you greet him? What emotions do you feel? Take a moment and breathe. Take a nice deep breath. I invite you to ground yourself. Put an energetic connection between the last vertebrae of your spine and the center of the planet, a beam of light, a string of roses, a waterfall. Just connect yourself to the earth, to the center of the planet, and allow those thoughts of however you have fed your wolf in the past to fall down the grounding cord and go into the center of the planet. Be in the present moment. This moment, right now, and breathe. No matter what your patterns of the past, of which wolf you have fed, when it has come to your door, or that it is inside of you, let it go. And in fact, I invite you to say hello to the two wolves that we all carry inside of us. But there is really a key here as to which wolf you feed. And that key is love. So I invite you to say hello to the quote evil unquote wolf and feel that pain of doubt and anger that he feels and he carries with him all this time. And to know that really this wolf simply needs love. That pain and doubt can go away when the other wolf, the quote-unquote good wolf, which is the love and the joy and the peace and the harmony within you, really begins to embrace the other wolf and to show love. Whenever we feel the anger and doubt and hurt, we really are just asking for love. We really want things to be okay. We want to know that we are supported, that we can make it through. So love that other wolf and know that that is not who you are. You are not you are not the doubt, the anger, the harmony, the joy. You're not actually any of these. You are simply love. So you can love both wolves and you can turn them into love. Feed the love within you and feel the love within you. Take a breath. You are meant to be here on this planet because you are love. You are meant to be here on this planet to display your love. You are meant to be here on this planet to give away your love. Take a breath. See that the two wolves are no longer fighting. They are brothers. They are you, and they embrace you as their grandfather, their wise one, their all-knowing. Be that wise one. Be the all-knowing in love. And whenever another wolf comes to your door, embrace it and serve it and honor it. Be a host and have it be your guest. But know that the one wolf you truly feed is love. And when you feed love, you can turn all those others into love as well. So take a breath. Feel the love within you and the love that you are. Embrace the brothers into one brotherhood of love. Namaste. Go out and enjoy your day and have a beautiful day of love. Blessings.